Almighty God, our Father in heaven, we are so glad that we have this privilege to come before thy throne.
Yes.
Father, we pray as we have just sung that thou will help us to have a closer walk with thee.
Amen.
Father, give us the strength to do what we need to do.
Yes.
And to leave alone the things that we need to leave alone. Father, we are thankful for thy love in giving us another day.
Thank you, Lord.
And for thy love to bless us so much every day of our lives.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we know we are not deserving, but because of thy wonderful love, thou hast sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross.
Yes, thank you.
Father, help us to live our lives in such a way that it will bring glory unto thee.
Yes,
and that heaven will be our home.
Yes.
We are mindful of all the congregations that are represented here, and we pray that thou would bless each of them, and as each member has need of. Father, we are thankful for the fellowship that we have with thee tonight, and we are thankful for the fellowship that we have with each other as Christians. Father, at this time, we would ask that thou would forgive us of our sins. And Father, we pray that if there is one soul here this evening that is not a child of thine, or something is amiss in their life,
yes,
they would see the urgency to come to thee while there is time.
Yes.
Father, be with us this day and all the days of our lives until we lay our armor down. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We have two scriptures to be read tonight. Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
Yes.
And also Ephesians 6:4, and you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath,
all right,
but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord.
Just a little talk with Jesus, after which we'll have Brother Collins gonna come and introduce our speaker for this evening. And if you wasn't here last night, you missed a treat.
All
right. Wasn't here Sunday, you missed a treat. But today,
yes,
you're here, and you won't miss that treat.
Yes, right.
Now, if you missed the treat, we got some treats over there too.
Yeah.
So if you don't like the treat that the brother Larry gonna bring you, we got treats over there between them double doors right there that will serve your purpose.
All right.
So let me shut up so the spiritual food can be fed to us.
Amen.
Just a little talk with Jesus. On the third verse, I'm gonna have you to stand so that we can welcome the guest speaker to come before us. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and then a little life from heaven filled my soul. You know that it bathed my heart in love and wrote my name above, and just a little talk make me whole. Now let us, and let us, he will hear, and he will answer. Now when you, as your heart unto heaven is turning, you will find a little, Jesus makes it right, he'll make it right. Sometimes my path seems drear, without a ray of cheer. And then a cloud of doubt may hide the light of day. You know that the mist of sin may rise and hide the starry sky. But just a little, Jesus clears the way. Now let us, and let us
He
will hear,
and
He will
answer.
Now when you
as
your heart
you
will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. He'll make it right. And I may have doubts and fears, my eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend, watches day and night. You know that I go to Him in prayer. He knows my every care, and just a little talk, Jesus makes it right. Come on, have a little talk, and let us. He will hear, and He will
answer.
Now when you feel as your heart, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. He'll make it right.
Man, if you hadn't got it right already, get ready, because it will be right in a minute.
Amen. Yeah.
Right, right. May be seated.
Amen.
I want to say good evening to those of you that are visiting with us tonight, those that are virtual with us tonight as well.
All right.
We're grateful that God has granted us another opportunity to come and listen to another portion of His gospel.
Yes, sir.
As the brother said earlier, on Sunday morning, we had a lesson by our own brother Nunley entitled Kingdom Living.
Uh-huh.
On Monday night, it was called Kingdom Worship.
Come
and
on.
Tonight is Parenting the Kingdom.
All right.
I want you to strap it in and get ready, because this brother is certainly heartwarming.
All right.
He's enriching. He's a wonderful brother to know. He's going to be available after these services. If you have any questions about his lessons, he'll answer every last one of them. And if
right.
the ones he don't answer, I will.
Come on.
Amen.
Yes,
amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. I'd like to think that I'm going to stand up and introduce Brother Nunley to you, but I'm not going to do that.
Come on.
Because he's very capable of doing that itself, and you'll see what I'm talking about here in a minute.
All right.
God is good.
Yes.
I'm glad He allowed us to be here, and we want to again, welcome those visiting congregations to us as well. Later on, and when the service is ended, we want to introduce those congregations. And again, thank you for being with us tonight as I bring to you my brother, my man, Brother Larry Nunley.
All right.
All right, amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. Good morning.
Good morning.
You was ready for it. Come on. Good evening. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
It is a blessing for me to be here with you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Again, we say hello from Airport Freeway, your brothers and sisters in Euless, Texas. We are blessed to come and preach another portion of God's word.
Yes.
I tell them all the time that God's word is the thing.
That's right.
It's not me. Because I said it, it does not make it right.
That's right.
I've said some things, and I later on found out, I don't believe that anymore. I was wrong. So please don't ever take my word.
Come on.
As they said, they searched the scriptures daily to see if the things he said were so. I say that because I am a man like you.
Yes,
I'm a woman, you men and women, we are humans.
Yes,
we need to study God's word, and that is what needs to be first.
Man.
My mother and father taught me strong in the gospel, but some things as I grew up, I was like, I don't agree with that.
Huh.
And I couldn't just say, well, my mom and daddy taught me. Nope. If it's not in scripture, leave it alone. I try to stay, and I tell you and admonish you in 1 Peter 4:11, I believe it says, the Bible says, when a man speak, let him speak as the very or the oracles of God.
Right.
If they're not the oracles of God, I would suggest you leave them alone.
Yes, sir.
So if I say anything to you tonight and you have questions about it, please ask me. Please sit down and ask me. If you think you disagree with me, please. That's your job.
That's
is to come and say, hey, brother, no, that I disagree with that. That's your job. And I don't pull away from that.
That's right.
But I appreciate keeping my mind to the grind of the scriptures.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to get up here and preach a lot of philosophy.
Come on.
Or personal opinions. That's not what the gospel is about. It's about the word of God.
Amen.
And that's what we teach here at Franklin Street. And we also teach that at Airport Freeway.
All right.
And all over in the kingdom, all over this land and country. We're going to get into parenting in the kingdom right after this prayer, if you will. Bow with me. Almighty God, Almighty Father, Almighty, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for mercy and kindness. Be with this sermon. Be with the listeners. Be with your word. Let your spirit go and guide us. In the name of your darling son, Jesus Christ, we ask all these blessings. Amen.
Amen.
I love TV. I'm a movie buff. I love going to movies. You know what I have not seen in a while is a movie with what I consider good parents in it.
All right.
I see these movies where the parents look at, like they have a child and the parent will say something to the child. The child says, whatever, mom, and walk off.
Yeah.
And then the mother's like, I grew up in Martin, Tennessee with A.V. and Joanne Nunley. We didn't have doors to slam.
That's right.
Said, Daddy would tell me, he said, boy, you want to slam a door, you better get your own house.
That's right.
My door.
Yeah.
You know, and I believe parenting is very important because we need to understand we're not parenting like the world.
Right.
We have to understand that. We're not parenting like the world. Our goals are not as the world.
Man.
We are distinguished. When we raise our children, our intent is to raise them first and foremost towards the King.
Yes, sir.
In a Christian's house, everything is about the King.
That's right.
That's why you do not get to love your wife the way you want to.
Come on now.
You don't get to love your husband the way you want to. You don't get to raise your children the way you want to. You don't get to obey your parents the way you want to.
Yes.
You don't get to work on your job the way you want to. You don't get to boss over people the way you want to. Everything we do is toward the King. Everything from the smallest to the greatest.
Yes, sir.
And this is what God is calling us to do, is to be a light for a lost and dying world. What does he do? He constructs a law, a way of life, which develops a culture for us when we apply it.
Right.
So in my home, my wife and I, we live by a culture of serving the King.
Yes, sir.
We don't do it perfectly, but we come back to that central focus. Why? Because we're trying to develop a culture in our home for our children to be raised by and go off and develop their own homes with the same culture.
All right.
Does that make sense?
So
God is calling us to understand the kingdom of heaven is about a culture. Religion produces practices.
Right, right.
Kingdom produces culture.
All right.
What I mean by that is we raise our children based on the laws of God. And when we do that, there's a crop that comes from that, a produce that comes from that. And we listen to it in Galatians chapter 5 when he says the fruit of the Spirit.
Yes.
Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, patience, kindness, and all these things. These things are part of the culture in our home.
All right.
So the things we do, the way we live, the way we talk, our trajectory is not like the world.
Come on now.
So we need to understand this. When we are in the kingdom of God, we're not about religion.
All right.
We're not about religious practices.
Yes, sir.
We're not. I told people, I said, I use my religion to introduce my children to God.
All right.
I don't want my children to follow my religion.
Come on.
I want them to follow my God.
Yeah.
So the thing is, when we stand on that stone, not a religion,
right,
but following the dictates of God in the kingdom, that's what we're trying to do.
All right.
So when we stand there, we want to raise our children from that way. And Ephesians chapter 6, he says, first, you know what? Go to Proverbs 22:6. Listen to what the writer writes in Proverbs. Listen to what he says in Proverbs 22:6.
Right.
My father told me all the time, he says, this is your favorite scripture. I said, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Proverbs 22:6, he says what?
Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
Train up a child in the way he should go. Yeah, you see, we won't come back to that. Then get for me Ephesians chapter 6, read 1 through 4.
All right.
Now, this admonishment is to the children and the parents.
Right.
Listen to what he says.
Children, obey your parents in the Lord.
All you children, if you are children, look at me now.
Yes, sir.
He says what?
Obey your parents in the Lord.
Uh-huh. Why?
For this is right.
Uh-huh.
Honor your father and mother,
yes,
which is the first commandment with promise,
uh-huh,
that it may be well with you and mm-hmm. you may live long on the earth. Mm-hmm. And you fathers,
uh-huh,
do not provoke your children to wrath,
right,
but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord.
Now, he says, children, obey and honor. And I tell children this all the time. When your parents tell you, get in there and clean up your room.
Right.
If you go in there boom, and you clean up the room,
yeah,
you obeyed, but you did not honor.
Right,
you see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And God says, children, obey and honor.
Yes, sir.
You know what I love about the military? I don't care if you like your commanding officer or not.
Right.
You're going to give him honor. You're going to give her honor. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
I've seen where they sit there, take commands, and they just, you know, don't want to salute.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But that's a commanding officer.
That's right.
They know the chain of command. I believe in the homes, the same thing needs to be. I told my children, I don't mind you getting upset.
Right.
I don't mind you being angry.
Come on.
But I do mind how you express it.
Go.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't mind you being angry. You are a human being.
That's right.
You have emotions. God put them in you, especially when you're young. You don't quite understand how to deal with them.
Right.
But you're going to learn how to express them. And you're not going to be disrespectful.
All right.
Why? Because we are training our children for a culture that is going to develop for the future kingdom.
Amen.
You look around you. A lot of us, we're getting gray hairs or no hair.
Lord, Lord.
That's going to be my future.
Huh.
That is my future.
Yes, sir.
That's my future. And so the way we raise them is going to be important to what we look like later.
Right.
That again, that's why we cannot just allow our children to act, think, and move like any child.
Yes, sir.
We have a trajectory, which is the king. That's why he says, train up a child in the way he should go.
Yes, sir.
There's a way you should go.
Amen.
Let's talk about that. When I was younger, I saw that scripture and I began to look at it. And now I develop another thought along with this.
That's right.
At first, when I was a kid, it says, train up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, he'll not depart. I thought it means if you raise your children as a Christian,
right,
they'll never leave Christianity.
Come on now.
That's not true. That's not true.
That's right.
I've seen some kids raised in the church, and now they're atheists.
Lord, have mercy.
I said, wait a minute. Well, what is that scripture meaning that? Well, these are wise sayings. These are principles.
Right.
But as I thought about it and I began to learn more about spiritual gifts.
Come on now.
I began to learn more about Ephesians 2:10.
Uh-huh.
Ephesians 2:10 says, God has created us in Christ Jesus,
yes, sir,
to do good works that were given to us before the worlds were framed.
Yes.
In other words, God made a job.
Yes.
He made a work. Then he made you over thousands of years later. He made this job and said, I made you to do this job.
All right.
That's why you are here. So what is God saying? I want your children to be raised with purpose.
Man.
You got to understand this. We have a purpose. And so when our kids just grow and they try, we teach them what? Get an education so you can get a job or get a career.
Right.
That's not the most important thing in their life.
That's right.
As a lot of people's jobs and career is suffocating the work of why they're supposed to be here.
Right, right.
God is telling us the most important thing is your work. And then God gives you spiritual gifts called charisma.
Right.
He gives you the spiritual gifts that you may be able to work the work that you were put here for. You work that work on your job.
Come on.
There's a difference in between your job and your work.
Yes, sir.
God gives you a job so you can go to work. Uh-huh. So here's the thing. Raising our children, what do? We teach our children in our religion,
right,
the power of God and who he is. He's the king. Everything goes to the king. So when I raise my child at that age,
yes,
and I start teaching him about King God,
yes,
I have to represent King God in the home.
Yes.
And so when a father and a mother is teaching their child, and the child's walking around saying, I don't want to do that, then what are they going to do when they get to God?
Help us now.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So here's our dilemma. Raising our children in this culture, this society,
yes, sir,
we're allowing a lot of stuff from society to form who and what we are. God is saying, no, that's not the way. You are supposed to be the light.
That's right.
You're supposed to have your children in the way to when they walk, they know how to walk.
Yes.
I like this idea. I believe Sunday schools for children.
Uh-huh.
I believe Sunday school for children, we should be teaching them not only Bible,
right,
but we should be teaching them how to walk.
Yes, sir.
Well, I mean physically walk.
Yes, sir.
I see a lot of kids, and they're walking like this, and teach them how to talk. Have you ever seen talk to a young child, some of them like, especially junior high kids?
Lord, help us now.
Y'all know what I'm talking about?
I'm
talking about, how you doing, young man? Oh, I'm fine. What are you doing? Oh, nothing. I said, I believe we need to teach our children, stand up straight when you walk.
Yes, sir.
Keep your head up.
Yes, sir.
When you talk to adults, I teach my children.
Right.
Talk to, yes, look them in the eye when you're talking to them. Enunciate, speak up, and don't be sitting here just moving around like you got ants in your pants. Be still. Why? You're representing a king.
All right.
You are an ambassador, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. You are an ambassador for Christ. So when I teach my kids, Jesus loves me, this I know, what am I teaching him? You need to learn how to stand up for this Jesus and represent him.
Yes, sir.
So when Jesus walked, Jesus didn't go into the Pilate's court. Oh, y'all, please, I'm sorry, let me explain. Jesus walked in there with his head up. They said, do you know I have the power to decide if you live or die? He said, you have no power unless it come from above. That's who we are. So when we begin to teach the world,
yeah,
and they start saying, we can do this, or Christians and this, that, and that, we don't say, well, let me explain it. No, ma'am, you were wrong.
That's right.
God is alive.
Huh.
He's real.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. We need to teach this thing to our children. Generations are coming. When you look all through the scriptures, for instance, Deuteronomy 30:19, God said, I have set before you life and blessings, death and curses. Choose life. Why? That you may live.
All right.
And not only you, but your children and their children may live. What is he doing? He's always trying to build a culture.
Yes.
That's exactly what he means in Matthew 6 when he says, thy will be done on earth. Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Uh-huh. What is he saying? Bring down the culture of heaven.
Yes.
What is the culture of heaven? That we do the will of God.
Yes.
Now, too many people have decided to live America style in the church. America is not going to judge you in the end. The Bible says in John 12:48, Jesus said, he that rejects me and receive not my words has one that will judge him.
Right.
The words that I have spoken unto you, these words shall judge you in the last days.
That's right.
I need to train my children about that.
Yes,
my kids need to know. So when it says train up a child in the way he should go,
yes,
I think about the work God put him here to do.
Right.
And now, the other day, I had my daughters out pulling weeds in the front yard.
Yeah.
And they were pulling weeds. And I began to look at them and learn certain things.
Right.
I got one daughter. She's in it. She's doing like she's picking cotton. She just, she whipping it.
Yeah.
Then I got another daughter. She like,
Come on,
said, girl, if you don't get in there, pull them weeds up.
Huh.
But I see her nature. I'm learning stuff about her nature. And here's, as a parent, that's my job, is to observe my child.
Yeah.
So why? I could put them in circumstances that's going to draw their spiritual gifts to the surface.
All right.
That's how it functions.
Yes, sir.
When you have kids laying around on the phone,
yeah,
that's all they do.
Yeah.
They're looking at the phone, looking at TV. That's all they do.
Yeah.
And they never do anything. What's happening? That spiritual gift is being lulled to sleep in their lives.
All right.
But what happened when you get, boy, get out there and mow that yard.
That's right.
Sweep the kitchen.
Yeah, yeah.
Take that trash out. Make your bed.
Come on.
Go do Sister So-and-so's yard. Go help Sister So clean her house. What are you doing? You're putting that child to work, and they begin to discover, oh, he's good at something.
Yeah, yeah.
And what's happening? God is working in that child, pulling his spiritual giftedness out. And sometimes, man, I found out my father was a carpenter.
All right.
He started me with work when I was 7 years old. I'm 7 years old, bringing shingles on top of a ladder, setting them on there, and nailing them on top of a thing. I was like, this is child abuse somewhere in there. But what was my father doing? He wasn't trying to turn me into a carpenter.
That's right.
He was teaching me how to work. But in that work, guess what I found? I watched my father deal with customers.
Yes, sir.
My father would laugh people, and they just be paying them. AB, you're crazy.
Yes.
I said, ah.
Come on now.
And I learned that gift was pulled out of me. That's my gift.
All right.
People is my gift. You know why? Because God blessed me to love humans.
Man.
I don't care what color you are. I don't care what you believe, good or bad. I love people. And God put that in me. And so now I love small talk. I like to go, hey, how you doing? My wife like, oh, Lord, I'm going to go over here. I'll be over here. But that's, I had to do that. You see what I'm saying? I had to be mobile in order to get that gift to pull out of me. Then it was discovered. That's the parents' job. Parents, grandparents, great-grandparents. If you have children, the only time, every time you see them, they on their phone, get them out of that phone and into the kitchen, cleaning some dishes, sweeping a floor, cleaning the yard, go and help somebody else out. Why? God is working in that motion, and he's pulling it. Because when you start working, your spiritual gift is inside you. It's going, when you start working, it's going, woo, 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 woo. You know what I mean? When you start moving about, God wakes up your gifts.
All right.
And then you start learning, I can speak well.
All right.
Get up here and, young man, get up here and lead a song.
That's right.
Oh, okay. This is my place.
Yeah.
This world is not my home. Oh, look at him.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm saying? God wants a parent to parent the kids into the kingdom of the future.
All right.
Why? Look at the world they're going to look like they're going to be raised in.
Lord have mercy.
If our children don't know anything about God,
help us now.
They know about TikTok and rock and all this stuff.
Yeah.
They know about doing all that. But if they don't know about their purpose, they will drift and float along. And after a while, they'll tell you, Mama, I don't believe in God. He don't make sense to me. But I'll tell you something. When you plant the seed of God into that child and get him mobile in God,
come on.
I don't care how many science books you have. You can't pull God away from that.
All right.
Mama, this little boy was arguing with this professor. Little boy was arguing with the professor about Jonah being in the belly of the whale for 3 days. Boy said, no, the Bible said Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days. The professor said, son, no, that's impossible for a human being to be in the belly of a fish for 3 days and live. He said, but Jonah did it. He did it for 3 days. The Bible said it.
Yeah.
Kept going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Yeah.
Finally, the professor broke out scientific proof that it's impossible for a human being to be in the belly of a fish for 3 days and live.
Yes, sir.
Stunned the little boy. He just couldn't answer. He's like, okay, when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask Jonah how long he was in that belly's fish.
All right.
The professor thought he was smart. He said, how you know Jonah went to heaven? Little boy said, okay, if he didn't go, then you ask him. You know, after a while, some of y'all was grenade. It was like, oh. Here's the thing. When we plant God in our children,
yes, sir.
Give me Deuteronomy 6. When we plant God in our children, you cannot take it out of them. That's what he says, train up a child in the way he should go. Now, I was thinking, well, when you raise a kid in the church,
right.
then they won't leave it. No, that's not what the scripture says.
Come on now.
The scripture says what? Train up a child in the way he should go. Should go. Do you know God, when he made you with a purpose and gifts to do that purpose?
All right.
You know that? Every single person. That's why when I know when people come to this earth, they are here with a purpose.
Come on.
How do I know? You know when your mother and father got together in their bedroom? They said it was like, what is it? Some of you made up like, oh, 500 million sperm.
All right.
That went down there. And guess how many made it? One.
Ain't that
something? One. That one is you.
Amen.
You already came out a winner.
Come on now.
You know what I'm saying? You had to fight through all that other stuff, and you showed up when here I am. All the, leave all those others alone. That's enough. I'm here. Now notice, when we get here, when we embed that into our children,
yes, sir.
Notice how he said to do it. Read, start at verse 6.
And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children.
Now this is Moses writing. He said, these words I've commanded you today, they shall be where?
In your heart.
In your heart. Yes. Not on stones.
Come on now.
Where? In your heart. That means part of you. And keep reading.
You shall teach them diligently to your children.
Come on. Teach them diligently to your children.
And shall talk of them when you sit in your house.
When you're sitting in the house, when you're sitting around the dinner table, when you're watching TV,
yeah.
When you're just in the house, in the room, you should teach them to them then.
When you walk by the way.
When you walk by the way, when you walk into the grocery store.
Teach them.
Hey, come on, boy, I got to talk to you.
Yeah.
Keep reading.
When you lie down.
When you get ready to go to sleep. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray thee, Lord, my soul to keep. Keep reading.
When you rise up.
When you get up in the morning, get your clothes on. Take a bath, get your clothes on. We're getting ready to go to school.
Yeah.
You shall bind them as a sign on your hand.
Bind them as a sign on your hand. Why? Because when you walk around, you look at your hands all day.
All
you
right.
don't even realize how much you look at your hand.
Ain't that
something? Keep reading.
And they shall be as frontlets between your eyes.
Right here. You know why when there's a frontlet between your eyes? See, the binding on your hand is for you to see.
Right.
But the frontlets on the eyes is for other folk to see.
All right.
You hear me?
You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
Everywhere you are.
Yeah.
Your children should know more about the apostles than who wrote the last top song.
All right.
That's the real. Because God is calling us to raise a powerful nation. The kingdom of heaven is being brought to us in power.
All right.
No, I love it. I'll tell you something, man. I love it. Love it if a child goes to school. And any parent would love this. That child go to school and they come back home and say, Mama, there's a bully messing with me. Son, I'll go up to the school. No, Mama. I got him. I just want you to know what's going on. Well, son, you were going to beat him up? No, Mama. By the time I done put the word of God on him, through my actions and my confidence, when he comes up and try to bully me, then first of all, I want you to know this. You know, bullies, they pick on weak folk. People who stand up, a bully go right by him, go to somebody else. When you teach your child how to walk, when you're walking, when you go in the classroom, don't be just lugging them. Stand up straight and walk. When you're walking, speak like you have confidence. When people see your child, they're going to, who child is that?
All right.
And I'm not bragging on this. I am bragging on God. My wife and I, we get praises all day long about our children. Strangers come up to say, you know, my kids play volleyball.
Right.
They said, you know, my daughter says she don't want to be on the team if your daughter's not playing. Where are your daughter going to play?
Come on.
Have coaches who I didn't even know. They walked and said, you know what I see around? He said, you doing a good job with your child.
All right.
That That's what God wants to show. Amen. Matthew 5, let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and glorify the Father which is in heaven. The school should be calling all the churches around going, could you send more of your kids?
All right.
Could you send more of your kids? Why? Because all these other kids are cursing and fighting. Yeah. But your child stands, as it says, stands in the gap.
All right.
They stand in the gap. Y'all, God wants us to bring a kingdom down.
Man.
And he wants this kingdom to last year after year after year.
Yeah.
Well, how is this going to happen? When parents
all right.
parent the kingdom.
Yeah.
Most of you like me, you grew up in a community that if you got in trouble,
come on now.
Ms. Johnson got you.
That's right.
Ms. Jones got you.
Right.
Mr. Thompson got you.
Lord, Lord.
And then when you got home, your mom and daddy got you.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
You know that. Well, I remember when we was a kid. When we was a kid, we were playing if we was playing on the sidewalk.
Right.
Kids were playing something, and an adult came, what happened?
That's right. That's right.
How you doing, Mr. Johnson?
That's right.
How you doing? Hello, boys. How you doing? Yes, sir.
That's right.
Nowadays, Mr. Johnson, turn around, go back home. Come here, girl, where you going? Yo, raising them in God's nurture and admonition. What's the point? The point is God put us here to establish his kingdom.
Man.
His kingdom is not something only with just sitting in a building.
That's, right.
That's not only the kingdom. This is part of it. Hebrews 10:25, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, but build one another up.
Right.
It's part of it. But what is the kingdom? The kingdom is about parenting into the future.
All right.
I don't want to just tell that young man in the back, oh yeah, be a good man. I want you to discover why you're here.
Man.
I want to teach you, young lady. I want to teach you to start asking God, why am I here?
Yeah.
Because the Bible says, asking you shall receive, seeking you shall find, knocking. What is he talking about? Matthew 6:33, seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What is his righteousness? The reason why you were put on this earth.
That's right.
If you skip that, then you missed.
Help us.
Understand, success is not about outdoing somebody else.
All right.
Success is about doing what you were put here to do.
Right.
For instance, if a bird put here and he never fly, if a bird can fly, but he doesn't fly,
yeah.
then that bird is a failure.
Help.
If a dog never barks,
yes.
if a cat never, you are put here for that purpose. So whatever purpose God put you here for, if you find that and do that, you will be successful. I don't care who else is doing what they're doing.
Right.
God is calling us.
Amen.
Remember the kingdom.
Because
everything is about a kingdom.
Yeah.
Raise our children that way.
All right.
Say in Matthew 6, I mean, what's that? Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go when he is old. He will not depart from it. My father, carpenter.
Yeah.
And my father used to make me, because I started preaching when I was 10 years old. My first sermon I preached, I was 14.
All right.
I preached with my grandfather, R.F. Nunley, in McKenzie, Tennessee. I preached there. But I started preaching at the house. You know what I'm saying? We had a big table. That was my pulpit at the house.
Okay.
And I was preaching sermon. And people walk in, they didn't stop me.
Right.
I was like, and the Lord said, I want you to be good.
Yeah.
I was preaching the sermon stuff.
Yeah.
And people were coming. They didn't stop me. Why? But after a while, my father said, I got my driver's license early.
Right.
For the purpose of driving my grandfather around to his preacher's meetings and preacher's things.
Yes, yes.
And when I got to a preacher's meeting, they just had preacher's meetings. They'd meet at a restaurant and have a meeting.
Right.
I was the youngest thing there. Come and there's on. People who I idolized. Brother McGill, brother, whoever. It was all these preachers I loved and idolized. I saw them and I was in rooms with them and I started seeing, man, these preachers, these people. And my father, as I got older and I became a preacher,
right.
he came to see me in California. And I preached. And after I was, after I finished preaching,
right,
my father came up to me. He said, boy, you look like you was having fun up there.
Come on.
I said, Daddy, I was. He said, that's why I raised you the way I did.
Man.
He said, I knew you was going to preach. But he had to observe that.
That's right.
He had to pay attention.
Yeah.
And how did he do that? He took me to work.
All right.
Parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, spread the word to our younger generation. Go to work.
Man.
You have a work. You have a purpose.
Yeah.
Don't let your children always watch these shows because they seem innocent.
That's right.
But they're not.
Yeah.
It's a little subliminal message that Satan is sending. He's sending the culture. That's why I said these TV shows.
Uh-huh.
Every time I see these TV shows and movies, I see these parents dumb as bricks.
That's right, preacher.
I hate that.
Me too.
I hate that.
I do too.
See, you know the parent I love?
Go ahead.
Who grew up on good times?
Right.
James Evans. James Evans. I mean, one time a guy grabbed James' wife. He said, man, you let go of my wife, I'm going to smack a muscle on your Saturday. That was like, I said, that's my daddy. That's my daddy. My father took me, he trained me, he walked with me.
All right.
He walked with me. My mother trained me. My mother and father, my mother always had two jobs and my father always worked. He worked for somebody and he had his own business as a carpenter.
Right.
And they taught us how to work. But what they was also teaching us to find our gifts. I don't know if they knew that,
right,
but that's what happened.
Right.
And as I've been working, I started learning how to talk to people. Because I watch my mom and my daddy.
Right.
Y'all, training the kingdom.
Man.
Training the kingdom to teach them how to walk specifically to the gift that they have, to the work that they're supposed to do.
Man.
It's a powerful thing. When he says, train up a child in the way he should go.
That's right.
God birthed each and every one of us for a purpose.
Man.
Could you turn for me, I think it's 54. If it's not 54, it's 46. If it's not 46, it's 37.
Okay.
If it's not 37, I'll jump.
Yeah, it's
54, Isaiah 54. Read the first verse.
Sing, O barren.
No. That's a good one, but go to 46. Listen to this.
Bell bounce down.
Okay, go down to verse 7.
Bared on the shoulder.
Who?
Talk about Bell and people.
Okay, go down 10.
Okay. Yes, sir. Declaring the end from the beginning.
Come on, okay, back up. Do nine.
Yeah.
Here we go. Listen to this, y'all. Seriously, pay attention to this. Seriously. I'm about ready to close, but pay attention to this.
Remember this. Verse 8. Let me get 9. Remember the former things of old.
Yes.
For I am God.
Mm-hmm. I am God.
And there is no other.
And there is no other.
I am God. And there is none like me.
Come
on.
Declaring the end from the beginning.
Now let's listen to this. I got this from a preacher, and I told you Sunday about this preacher named Miles Monroe. He passed on. Some of you may have heard him. He said this, and I love how he explained it. He says what? He declares what?
The end from the beginning.
Uh-huh. Keep reading.
And from ancient times, things that are not yet done.
Yes.
Saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure.
Is that it?
That's it. 10.
Listen to what he says. He declares the end when? From the beginning.
Yes, sir.
In other words, you remember that one sperm that made it?
Yes, sir.
That was you.
All right.
And you made it. And then when you hit in there, God declared already your end before you started. In Psalm 139, he says what? God knows the number of days you would have before you had one. Now let's pay attention to this. When I was born, came out, God had already set my ending. So he knew my ending. He declared it before I started.
Yes,
so I'm here at my ending, but he backs me up all the way to my starting,
yeah.
to my beginning. And he lets me go and he says, go.
Yeah.
And what am I doing? I am racing to my ending.
All right.
So I know if I come out of my mother's womb, I'm supposed to be here.
Yes, sir.
And God is supposed to take me to where he wants me to go. He's going to direct me to the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
And when it's time for me to go, I'm not going kicking and screaming because it's time to go.
All right.
I'm going to be like Paul. He said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished the course. I've kept the faith.
Yeah.
I'm tired. I want to get home to my daddy.
Yes,
it's time for me to roll on. So now when I see people who are going and lumbering around and they're in the kingdom,
uh-huh.
I want to wake them up and say, y'all, you have a purpose.
Yeah.
You have to get up and go. Why? God has a beginning that has already started and is going to end up in his arms in heaven.
All right.
That's the power we have. So everything that we do on this earth,
yes.
God has purpose
Amen.
For our generation. Please don't neglect raising your children in God's nurture and admonition. Please don't do that. They say if you want to grow your church,
uh-huh.
start reaching for those kids.
Uh-huh.
Start reaching for those kids.
Yes, sir.
And don't always try to make everything just so fun. Make them where they have to learn and sit down. Think of what they have to learn how to sit down and talk and
yes,
deal
sir.
And stuff. Again, teach them how to walk. Teach them how to talk. Teach them about God. Teach them their purpose. Teach them that there is a king and they are his subjects.
Right.
Teach them from that age. Why? Because one day they're going to replace you.
Lord, help us now.
They're going to be the ones in the pulpits. They're going to be the ones reading the scripture.
Yes.
They're going to be the ones setting up the gospel meeting. Also, they're going to be the ones who make your laws and regulation and legislations. They're going to be in your White House.
Uh-huh.
They're going to be in your courthouses.
Lord, Lord.
They're going to be all over the place.
Come on now.
And what laws they pass, you could set them right now.
Oh,
so many kids who believe that just because they feel like a woman,
come on now.
They could change and be a woman if they're a man.
Yes.
Because no one has taught them any better. There's so many people who think that if I just decide I want to do this thing and I can do it. Well, we have forgotten that some things you don't have power over.
That's right.
You don't have power over how you came out.
That's right.
But they haven't been taught that.
Come on.
That's my job. Ephesians 4:15, to speak the truth in love. Y'all. I want you to realize that we're in the last days now.
Lord, Lord, amen.
We're in the last days. And God is going to come. What are you going to have for him?
Right.
Have your children ready.
Amen.
Have your children ready to take over the world. That's their job.
That's right. That's right.
Jesus Christ came that we may have life, he said, and have it more abundantly. He came that we may have the power. Why did he do that? Because I am nothing but dirt.
That's right.
I'm a struggling sinner.
Yes.
But that's why Jesus came, because I struggle. So he came to bless me with salvation.
Man.
Y'all understand this. The gospel is the good news of Jesus Christ. I tell people, the gospel is not about you. It's for you.
Right.
So when I preach the gospel and people try to lay out my shortcomings and stuff, I say, yes, that's true. That's why I have Jesus. That's why it's called good news.
Come on now.
That's why it's called good news.
Yes, sir.
So when Jesus came, he saw me and he said, I'm going to do this for Larry Nunley.
Yes.
I'm going to die on the cross for him.
Thank you, Lord.
But I'm going to get back up. Why? Because death can't hold me.
That's right.
But I'm going to do it for him.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, when you've seen this message, do you believe it? If you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that he came down on this earth, born of a virgin, he lived, died, he rose again the third day according to the scripture. If you believe that, that message is called the gospel, Romans 1:16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is God's power to save.
Amen.
If you hear that message, the question is, do you believe it?
All right.
If you believe it, the Bible says to repent. That means to turn to God, away from yourself, away from anything else. Turn to God. And confess that he is the Son of God.
Right.
And then put him on in baptism.
Yes.
There's nothing special about the water.
Come on now.
There's nothing. It's just water. What's special is the faith in obedience in what God said about the water. You get baptized, why? To have your sins washed away. In Colossians 2, 11 and 12, it calls it the circumcision of Christ. He cuts away the old man so the new man can be risen again in faith. If you believe that, I want you guys to stand with me right now. But again, don't make this just a regular song.
Right.
I want you to respond to it. Think about your place. If you're not a child of God, why are you fighting? If you're not a child, if not, why not?
That's right.
He wants us to stand with him in the kingdom and bless our future with blessing our children with that same gospel.
Oh, do not let the word depart, and close thine eyes against the light. Poor sinner, harden not your heart, be saved, oh, tonight.
Oh, why not tonight? Why not tonight? Why not tonight? Why not tonight?
Wilt
thou be saved?
Wilt
thou be saved?
Why not?
Oh, why not? You may be seated.
Tonight.
Remember, just want to thank you for giving me a chance to speak to you. Remember, our children, they are looking for that.
Man.
They say in some communities in America, 70% of kids are raised in fatherless homes.
Lord, Lord.
That comes from faulty teaching,
yes.
Faulty living. Y'all, it's some things that you can't help. I mean, that's just, you just can't help. You can't make people do right.
That's right.
And y'all, we have to remember, the church is a kingdom. It is a community. We need to help one another.
Man.
Because God put us here to be in one another's life. We need to help one another. It's hard in this earth. So let's remember that God died that we may have this life. And let's pass it on down to our generation.
Man.
Because there's a lot of kids who are hurt and lost. Let's raise them according to God. Thank you so much.
Good evening, church. My name is Brother Kenneth Lagarde. I'll be reading your response cards into your hearing. Also, we want to be praying for our brother as he continue to grow and do God's will. That was a wonderful lesson on parenting the kingdom of the future. And let us be mindful that they are the future of God's kingdom. Our responses are as follows. Traveling grace and prayers for Seth. He's headed to Iowa on tomorrow. So keep Seth's sides in your prayer. We're asking prayers for Brother Raymond Roy. He has a health-related issue. He's now in Ochsner for treatment.
Yeah.
So please keep him in your prayers. Sister Annie McQuitter, family is mourning the loss of a loved one. Continue to keep that family in prayer. She's continuously in need for prayers for health issues as well.
Amen.
Let us continue to be mindful of those who we have not received response cards for, who are also struggling with the loss of a loved one. Death is near. It's all around us. Continue to comfort one another.
Yes.
Check in on each other. Pray for one another.
Yes.
Do we have any others? Let us go to God in prayer. Most gracious and kind Father, we, your children, this evening, Father God, have been blessed with words of encouragement, of inspiration, and for growth.
Yes.
We thank you for sending our brother this way, that he has encouraged us, Father God.
Yes.
We're asking for prayers for those who are struggling, Father God, with health issues. We're praying that the doctors will do diligence, Father God, in their treatment, that they prescribe medicines and a health plan to be successful in their treatment. We're praying for the patient as well, Father God, that they follow that prescription, that they honor that treatment, and that they do their part, Father God, so that your will be done. And it is your will that they be healed, Father God. We're asking that you be with the families of those who are struggling with the loss of a loved one. We know how death stings, Father God, but the victory belongs to you. All of us who are in your kingdom and a part of your family, we know that this thing happens. It doesn't take us by surprise, Father God. You told us it is appointed once for a man to die. And we ask, Father God, that we encourage that family. Be with those who are struggling at this time, Father God. We're just asking that you continue to be with this city, Father God, this state, and this country, for the things that are taking place, Father God. May we, your children, your kingdom, shine that light and be that guiding principle of salvation and hope for a lost and dying world. We thank you, O Lord. Be with our children. Protect and guide them, O Lord. May they adhere to the teachings of your dear Son. May we reinforce those teachings day by day. We thank you, O Lord.
Thank you.
We're nothing without you.
Thank you.
Until we meet again.
Yes.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Jesus.
At the church, say amen.
Amen.